This is CPR News. I'm Mike Lamp. Officials in Denver are trying to figure out how about 100 migrants ended up at an emergency shelter after a bus dropped them off unexpectedly Monday. Michaela Ortega is with Denver's Office of Emergency Management.
We know for sure that they are from Central America and South America. We know Venezuela is one location.
Federal immigration officials said they didn't know anything about the group. A startup company in Denver has new funding to develop lasers to detect emissions from oil and gas operations. CPR Sam Brash has more.
LongPath Technologies spun out of the University of Colorado Boulder in 2017. It's been working on new lasers capable of identifying different gases from up to a mile away. That could help oil and gas companies catch methane leaks and stop the release of a potent climate-warming gas. The new $25 million round of funding comes from private equity firms. I'm Sam Brash, CPR News.
Colorado is heading into its third winter of the COVID-19 pandemic, and many residents who've caught the virus are still struggling with persistent symptoms. Here's CPR's John Daly.
Those include shortness of breath, cough, and joint or muscle pain. Clarence Troutman from Denver was hospitalized and ventilated for weeks at the start of the pandemic. He got better, but still has persistent symptoms like fatigue.
Still working on some of the brain fog issues. I have a lot of trouble reading now, especially anything that's an article longer than maybe a paragraph.
National estimates for long COVID vary widely. Colorado has recorded more than 1.7 million cases. Some unknown number, perhaps in the hundreds of thousands, still have long-haul symptoms. I'm John Daly, CPR News.
A new report finds the number of uninsured children in Colorado fell by 12,000 between 2019 and 2021, but pandemic policies that kept people enrolled in Medicaid are set to expire this year, putting more than 200,000 kids at risk of losing coverage. More on this just-announced release of American Brittany Griner from Russian detention is next on Morning Edition. I'm Mike Lamp. This is CPR News.